We are reading from the writings of Rabash, the explanation to the article, Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, or in the subtitle, the Ten Sfirot of Igulim, the circles, and the line of Ein Sof that fills them. You can find the study materials on the websites and ask questions through there.
Yes.
So, the ten sfirot of Igulim, the circles, and the line of Ein Sof that fills them. After the Tzimtzum, the restrictions, the vessels were left empty, and within them the Reshimot, the records of the light they had had. They are called ten sfirot of Igulim in the world of the Tzimtzum, the restriction. They are called Igulim, circles, to imply that the issue of above and below does not apply to them, as it is in a corporeal circle. Because Malchut is the operator, since she is the actual Kli, Malchut of Igulim returned and extended the light in order to receive it, in order to bestow. And here we learn a new rule. A desire in the upper one becomes a binding law in the lower one. Hence now she is forbidden to receive. I once offered an allegory about that. The eve of a new month is a time for saying the small Yom Kippur, Day of Atonement, prayer, and for awakening to repent. Sometimes a person debates whether or not to fast on that day too. It is not mandatory to fast, and there is no prohibition on the food itself too. Hence, the choice is in one's own hands. If in the end, a person decides to fast, if he later regrets and wishes to eat, the rule is that the food is now forbidden. So he shall not break his word concerning the oath. Thus we see that initially there was no prohibition on the food, but rather he had chosen to avoid eating the food. To avoid eating, the food became forbidden. The lesson is, in the beginning, Malchut did not want to receive through her own choice. But now that she extends the light again, it is prohibited to receive the light. And if there is prohibition, there are above and below in importance. Hence, this extension is called a line that extends from Ein Sof above downwards. We also learn that even through the Igulim, the circle, even though the Igulim extended the light, they received it only from the line. We must understand why this is so. Any new form in spirituality is a new discernment. Hence, there are two kinds of vessels. One, vessels in which there is no prohibition on reception. Two, vessels that extend now with the extension of the light, and whose malchut is called malchut of yosher, directness, on which there is prohibition to receive due to the rule. A desire in the upper one becomes a binding law in the lower one. We also learn that the circles should receive light from what they had drawn anew. This light is called a line. It contains above and below in importance. And there is no other light. This is the meaning of the circles having no light, but from the line. Yet, there is a big difference between Malchut of the circles and Malchut of the line. Malchut of the circles had the light in the form of filling the whole of reality. The Malchut of Yosher of the line never had any light, nor will it ever have light in its kli called receiving in order to receive.
What is the impression from this excerpt?
כן, גלעד.
Yes, גלעד.
כן, קודם כל רבש באמת פותח פה איזה בצורה אחרת לגמרי מהפתיחה.
Yeah, רבש opens this in a different way.
הוא אומר פה יש כלים.
In the preface I wanted to ask, he says there's vessels that were expended with the line. What are the vessels that continue with the extension of the line?
בוא נגיד כך.
Because let's say this, the light came first, and after the light came the line. So the line extends the light, meaning he's the first, and afterwards came the light clothed in the line.
What does it
mean? Kelim that extend with the extension of the light.
The vessels, the line that was extended with the extension of the light. That the light builds the line, the vessels, and in this way they actually become, they enter into the line.
Yeah.
The vessels of direct light too. There too, the vessel is built by the light, right? There's the four phases of direct light, which builds the vessels of igulim, the circles. So there are two kinds, one, vessels in which there is no prohibition on receiving, and two, vessels that are extended now with the extension of the light.
Yeah.
So there is something new here. That was extended with the extension of the light. What are these vessels?
That on behalf of the line, there's an action that it draws the light into the line.
And by this, it builds new vessels?
Yeah, it's vessels of straightness or directness. And lines of, and lights of straightness. Because before them there's a desire on behalf of the vessel that the light will fill the desire. And in this way, it will realize the desire. That's it.
עוד?
More?
כן, ניב.
ניב?
איפה באה הפתיחה, הוא כותב על עשר ספירות די עיגולים?
Where in the preface does he write about the ten spheres of circles in the line of insof that fills them?
He doesn't write.
איפה זה במבנה?
So where is it in the structure?
עיגולים הם לפני.
What are these ספירות?
The circles come before the line. The circles are truly vessels that are natural vessels. The light that builds the light for itself builds it according to its extent, that it's a circle.
So, what is this parallel to? The phases, the four phases of direct light of Esfirot of Igulim, circles?
The four phases are still discernments. It's not Sfirot yet.
So what are the ten Sfirot of circles in the cascading from above downwards?
It comes afterwards when the light expands in the vessel and the light. And the vessel are called circles, and that's how they expand.
Afterwards, when? What comes before the ten Sfirot of circles?
Before the ten Sfirot of the circles, what we learn is that there are four phases of direct light.
So after the four phases of direct light come the ten Sfirot of circles?
Yes.
Why?
I don't understand why.
After the four phases of direct light comes shame, restriction, reflected light, and the five patsufim begin, according to the preface.
Right. And it all happened in the vessels of the circles.
What does that mean?
That there wasn't above and below, there wasn't big or small.
Where?
In those vessels.
Of the circles.
Yes.
But where, what is the state that preceded them? We said four phases of direct light. After four phases of direct light,
the vessels of the circles came before them, and in the circles there's no big or small. There's only first and after.
So is there a state between the four phases of direct light and the shame, restriction, and reflected light? And the expansion of the five parts of him of Ak, which are called vessels of circles?
Yeah.
So what is it? New discernments, the same thing with a different name? What is it?
Rega.
Wait. We get desires that come out. Root 1, 2, 3, 4. These desires are filled with the upper light. They expand as a cause and effect. And what are you asking about that?
And then what happens? Is this the five phases you're talking about now?
Yeah, it's still the four phases.
Good. So the four phases of direct light come out, and then we learn that the point of disparity of form, well, that's a different matter altogether. So after the four phases of direct light, shame comes out, the restriction and the reflected light.
Well, let's say so.
Well, that's, let's say so is not clear, because here he adds the ten sfirot of circles that Baruch Shalom doesn't write about.
But there are no other sfirot but circles.
In other words, the four phases of direct light, Malchut of Ein Sof, is the ten sfirot of the circles?
Yes.
So the four phases of direct light is ten sfirot of circles.
Yeah.
And the whole cascading of the patsufim of Ak, and all the cascading he writes about in the preface, does it happen in a line?
There's no line yet.
The
line is a limitation. There is no limitation here yet.
When limitations begin in Galgalta, when it begins to calculate,
yeah.
Is this called a line?
Yes.
Galgalta, Absag, this whole cascading, it all happens in the line?
Yes, of course.
And the circles are outside of this.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I ask another question? Sometimes he writes, as he says here, that there was no prohibition
to receive.
Yes, that she only did it out of choice.
Yeah.
And sometimes he says that shame awoke, so she had to make the restriction.
Okay, what?
So what's the difference?
What happened in Malchut of Ein Sof was that she wanted to equalize her form with the light, the source of the light. That's why she restricted herself.
What's the reason? Shame or adornment?
There's no shame yet. Only a desire to resemble, meaning adornment. But also adornment, not because of the will to receive, but through the form, to be equivalence in form.
So where does shame come into the process?
The shame isn't there yet because she still didn't do anything on her own.
So after phase four chooses to be similar, what happens?
After phase four wants to resemble, she performs a restriction. She goes back on all the discernments that came before and restricts herself.
So what does it mean that we say that the restriction was done because of the shame?
But she reveals it gradually. Gradually.
Reveals what?
The need to restrict, because her reception of the upper light is revealed gradually, that it is something flawed.
Again. No, Gil.
Rav, מצד אחד אנחנו לומדים ש...
Rav, on the one hand, we learn, as he says, that before the emanated were emanated and the creations were created, there was one simple light. And then he restricted himself so there would be a place where all the worlds can be created. And here he says that everything started when Malchut didn't want... It's as if from the restriction of Malchut of himself, then this vacant space began when everything happens, where everything happens. He says, after the restriction, empty vessels remained. Within them, there were records from the light they had. They are called ensof of circles, which are in the world of restriction. Where does it all begin? Where do the four phases of direct light begin? After some vacant space appears, after he restricts himself, and there begin the process of the four phases of direct light?
Let's say so.
And then what he says here, it's within this vacant space, what he describes here about the world of restriction. When he says, after the restriction, empty vessels remained.
Yeah. After the restriction, when there were empty vessels, there's a place to build the worlds.
And then begin the four phases of direct light.
Yeah.
And after that, the restriction because of the shame and everything you said, like adornment and all that.
Yeah.
Okay, another question, if I may. What does it mean that Malchut, what is Malchut of circles? Because Malchut is the will to receive. And in the circles, it's as if they have no limitations, according to what he writes here.
It doesn't matter, but there's a will to receive.
Is there a will to receive in the light?
If the light appears, so there's will to receive in there. That it organizes it and sustains it and restricts it. That's a will to receive.
Is it like that from the perception of the created beings, or is there a will to receive in there? In the light, because we say that the light is an absolute bestowal.
That doesn't matter. It's still restricted or not?
Yes. We learned that there was a restriction in order to create this place.
That's why there's no equivalence with the light and the place. Still, there's a difference between the light and the place.
In other words, just by him restricting himself, he created himself discernments like Malchut.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, no. Again.
It is written that Malchut of circles extended the light in order to bestow.
Yes.
We said that in order to bestow is when it's the matter of more higher and lower in importance. As if there is a calculation in Galgalta, and then she can decide how much to receive in order to bestow. And here it says that already in Malchut of Circles, it bestows.
Where is that written?
It says, Malchut of Circles extended the light in order to bestow. There is already an act of bestowal in the place called Malchut of Circles.
Where is that written?
It is written, since Malchut operates because she is the real vessel, therefore, yes. Malchut of Circles extended the light once more in order to receive it, in order to bestow.
אני לא מבין את זה.
I don't understand it.
אני לא יכול.
I cannot. Something's missing here.
כן, זה מה שהרגשתי, כי כתוב אחר כך.
Yeah, that's what I felt, because it says afterwards, once she extends the light, there is a prohibition on receiving the light. This is in the vessels of directness, right?
Yes.
And then there's a matter of above and below in importance, and then there's her work in relation to the giver. That's why I didn't understand why it said that Malchut of Circles draws a light in order to bestow.
Yeah, because Malchut of the circles can extend the light. The light is only extended through the line. Yeah, someone here, what? Oh, something here is a...
אבל תשובה זה הלאה, עוד למדנו
שהגולים. But the answer is below. We learned that the circles.
כאן למדנו כלל חדש.
Here we learned a new rule that what was a desire in the upper one became a law in the lower one.
There is a paragraph afterwards. We also learned that the igulim circles should receive light from what they had drawn on you. We need to understand the reason for the matter. Any new form in spirituality is a new discernment. This is why there are two kinds of vessels. One, kelim, vessels, in which there is no prohibition on reception. Two, kelim, that extend now with the extension of the light, and whose malchut is called malchut of Yosha, directness, on which there is a prohibition to receive. Due to the rule, a desire in the upper one becomes a binding law in the lower one.
No, as ma shualim al ze.
So what are you asking about this? Yeah.
Ulay ha'shela ta'azor levarer.
Maybe this question will help scrutinize. In the expansion of the four phases of direct light, the light spreads from the circles or as a circle or... phase one that's built when we say Ein Sof, Is it the shape of a circle?
Yeah, if you're speaking about the beginning of the expansion, it's a circle.
So that explains the paragraph we didn't understand before. Maybe. What does it mean that Malchut of circles gives something downwards or extends something? How does it go?
כשמלכות דייגולים חזרה והמשיכה את האור
מלכות of circles extended the light once more in order to receive it, in order to bestow.
עוד לפני הדלת בחינות דור ישר.
So it's even before the four phases of direct light.
אני לא חושב שאנחנו יכולים לדבר.
I don't think we can talk about anything before four phases.
So that leaves the question, what is the Malchut of circles that bestows in order to bestow?
Malchut of the circles can't in order to bestow, because it's circles.
Can.
Yeah.
Rav, ulai po omer ma hamatara.
Maybe he says, what is the goal? What the goal is? I mean, in order to come to a state of working in order to bestow, she has to create the light. So maybe he says, to begin with, the goal of Malchut of the circles is to come to a state of working in order to bestow, but she can't. She's forbidden. So she creates Malchut of the line. Malchut of the line can do it. So maybe he opens the He reveals the general goal of Malchut of the Circles.
Okay,
we'll get to it. I don't agree, but for now, let's leave it like that. Okay.
No.
יכול להיות שבשלב הראשון
Is it possible that at first Malchut of Ein Sof was built in the form of circles, creating a vessel? And here he writes that after the restriction, she can no longer draw light again as it was on the Day of Atonement. And then he says another vessel was built of a line through which he does all the work. It's as if we have two vessels here working in parallel.
The vessels of circles and straightness.
So it can work only through the line because the circles are only records inside Malchut.
Yeah, and the circles are filled by the line. That's what we learn.
טוב.
אוקיי.
כן, גיל.
Yes, גיל.
הרבה מהשאלות שנפתחו פה הם לגבי
Many of the questions that opened up here are concerning the first paragraph. First paragraphs. He answers it afterwards. So maybe if we read this from the beginning, it will scrutinize.
We went through the 10 sefirot of the circles in line.
Yeah, maybe we should just read it from beginning to end because there are answers in the end.
Let's
see.
So again, the 10 sefirot of circles, igulim, and the line of Ein Sof that fills them. After the tzimtzum, the restriction, the kelim, vessels, were left empty. And within them, Rishimot, records of the light they had had. They are called the 10 sefirot of Igulim in the world of Tzimtzum, restriction. They are called Igulim to imply that the issue of above and below does not apply to them as it is in a corporeal circle. Because Malchut is the operator, since she is the actual vessel, Malchut, of the circles, returned and extended the light in order to receive it, in order to bestow. And here we learn a new rule, a desire in the upper one, becomes a binding law in the lower one. Hence, now she is forbidden to receive. I once offered an allegory about that. The eve of a new month is a time of saying the small Yom Kippur prayer, the Day of Atonement prayer, and for awakening to repent. Sometimes a person debates whether or not to fast on that day, because on Yom Kippur we fast. It is not mandatory to fast, and there is no prohibition on the food itself, too. Hence, the choice is in one's own hands. If, in the end, a person decides to fast, if he later regrets and wishes to eat, the rule is that the food is now forbidden. So he shall not break his word concerning the oath. Thus, we see that initially there was no prohibition on the food. But after he had chosen to avoid eating, the food became forbidden. Lesson. In the beginning, Malchut did not want to receive through her own choice. But now that she extends the light again, it is prohibited to receive the light. And if there is a prohibition, there are above and below in importance. Hence, this extension is called a line that extends from Ein Sof, from above downwards. We also learned that even though the Igulim, the circles, extended the light, they receive it only from the line. We must understand why this is so. Any new form in spirituality is a new discernment. Hence, there are two kinds of vessels. One, vessels in which there is no prohibition on reception. Two, vessels that extend now with the extension of the light, and whose malchut is called malchut of Yosher, on which there is a prohibition to receive, due to the rule, a desire in the upper one becomes a binding law in the lower one. We also learn that the igulim, the circles, should receive light from what they had drawn anew. This light is called a line. It contains above and below in importance. And there is no other light. This is the meaning of the Igulim having no light but from the line. Yet, there is a big difference between Malchut of Igulim and Malchut of the line. Malchut of the Igulim had the light in the form of filling the whole of reality, while Malchut of Yosher, directness, never had any light, nor will it ever have light in its kli, in its vessel, called receiving, in order to receive.
יפה.
Nice.
טוב.
Okay.
בזה אנחנו נסיים.
In this we will end.
מה יש לנו עוד, משה?
יש לנו עכשיו דיווח
על... What else, משה?
מעולם הלימוד.
Now we have a report about the Yeshivat Chavarim Assembly of Friends.
Yeah.
So, our Yeshivat Chavarim, we are delighted, excited about the great congress that will happen here on September 30th and October 1st. We're all waiting for it. It's in a little more than a month. So we really want to invite the whole of the Israeli Kli, men and women over here to Petah Tikva, to our hall, to our extended hall. You should see what their friends are preparing here. It's going to be Shivat Chavarim of Opening the Hearts this coming Sunday from 6:30 to 7:30 in the dining hall. It'll be broadcast on the Arvut system, of course. We'll all be connected. The One World Kli. Let's prepare ourselves for the Congress. L'chaim, friends.
So, broadcast
today, Thursday, at 10. Talks on the path, about the path with Rav Lightman, and at 12, the new lesson will end with a song. Have a good day and wonderful night.
I don't believe in myself, but I believe in you. I'm falling into myself, but I want to draw to you. It's when we can stand together above our frozen hearts, I'm sure the light will come and make things right. We are the parts of the one man body. We are the soldiers of the light. We're gonna break these walls together and let the love free our minds. We're gonna burn like fire, fire in the one desire. Love is stronger than the dark side of life. Besides light, light and love, love and light, light. In the end, there's nothing else besides light, light and love, love and light, light. In the end, there's nothing else besides light. No matter what we call in our winding path, I'll always watch your back. So let's just stand together. I'll hold you in my arms, and suddenly the light will come and heal the harm. We are the part of the one man army. We are the soldiers of the light. We're gonna break these walls around us and let the hope fulfill our lives. We are the part of the one man army. We use the guns, we load the tears. We're gonna break these shells around us and let the light come out of here. We're gonna burn like fire, fire in the one desire. Love is stronger than the dark side of life. Fire, fire with the one desire. 'Cause in the end there's nothing else besides light.
I don't believe in myself, but I believe in
love. Love and light, light. In the end, there's nothing else besides light.
I don't believe in myself,
and love, love and light, light. In the end, there's nothing else besides light.
I don't believe in myself, but I believe in you.